Hello, this is Alex Soler from Temple Agents, and we are in the pit.
Hello, everybody. It's Kurt from the Pit, and I am on Skype today with Ali Solaris from Temple Agents, and they're currently on tour with Candlebox for a limited time only. Ali, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. You hear me okay, yes?
Yep.
All right, and if I talk too fast, please forgive me, and you can tell me to slow down anytime.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about you guys first. You are from Santiago, Chile, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And how did you, as a band, how did you guys get together? I mean, did you, were you all friends?
Yeah, it was.
How did
it
that
was,
work out?
Yeah, it was back in 2009, and we met with Fernando, the lead guitarist, and we met with him in a bank where we used to work, and we were agents. That was like our range in that bank, and that's why we called ourselves Agents. We had to change the name of the band after that because legal issues, but at the first, yeah, it started that way. 2 weeks after we met, actually, we started writing songs, and we talked to each other about our best history as musicians with other bands, and now and then we both like really wanted to make it happen. So he brought a few schoolmates, which is Matt and Dante on drums and bass, and that's where we all started.
Very cool. And so you guys have been together now for what, about 3 or 4 years now?
Exactly. Yeah.
Very good. And I'm seeing here that you that's been about 3 years ago. You guys were at the Chile version of Lollapalooza.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We sure did.
And how?
That was
a big,
amazing. Yeah.
Big crowd.
Yeah, big crowd. And we were with bands that they're probably one of our main influences until now, like Pearl Jam or Queens of Stone Age, and we were sharing stages with them, so it was good.
Very cool. And this is your first tour in the United States, is that correct?
It is, yeah. First time touring the States.
And you hooked up with Candlebox. How cool is that?
Yeah, no, amazing, amazing. Kevin Martin from Candlebox actually invited us, and we're so happy and thankful. I mean, it's been awesome so far.
Very cool. And you've just been kind of Midwest touring right now. I know you've been on tour for about a week, maybe a
yeah.
little under that. How has the reception been for you guys? Has it been a really solid?
How's the
you're
kind of
new to this. Yeah. How is the reception? How the reception has been in the United States. Why is this not? Oh, there we go.
Yeah, the reception has been awesome. I mean, we didn't see this coming. It's like they get really excited to see us live, and it's been really awesome. Audience in every venue that we have been so far. They have been awesome. We really appreciate that.
Very cool. I got to sit down and listen to the CD today, and probably most of last week too. As far as this, it's really strong. I really like your music. It's
oh, thank you.
I mean, it's totally. I mean, there's some heavy riffs in there, and your vocals are just off the chart. And I can see why people are kind of drawn to you doing that. It's really good stuff. I like it a lot.
I appreciate that, man.
Right. And the name of the album is Live Santiago de Chile.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
And you obviously did that in Santiago. Is it available in digital form or is it just physical form, the CD, DVD?
No, only digital form for now, actually, yeah.
Okay. All right. And so you get that on iTunes and
iTunes.
Amazon probably?
Yeah, Amazon, Deezer, Spotify, everything, yeah.
Very good. Just looking through here. Oh, you did a deal with Kevin Martin from Candlebox.
Oh yeah, we recorded that live album actually when we opened for Candlebox on past December actually in Santiago, and it was amazing. And Kevin learned one of our songs, Divine Lining, and he went on stage and played with us. So he sang the song with me, and it was really amazing.
And that sounds like, you know,
that's on the record actually. So
very cool. So yeah, that sounds very cool. You know, and I'm seeing names that you've worked with in Chile, and you also worked with Michael Basket on the CD as well. For those who don't know, tell, you know, maybe kind of touch on who else he's worked with, other, you know, that recognizable names that we know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, working with Elvis was probably one of the best experiences that we have lived as musicians. I mean, we learned so much from that process. We recorded our first studio album with him in Orlando, and it was amazing. He is the producer of Incubus, Limp Bizkit, Stone Temple Pilots. Who else? Alterbridge, Slash. I mean, and he's awesome as a human being as well.
Yeah, that's very cool. And if I'm reading this right, it was Scott Phillips from Alterbridge that kind of encouraged you and pushed you in that direction to work with Elvis.
Yeah, he did. He's actually one of our closest musician friends, along with Kevin Martin. So yeah, he introduced us to Elvis, and everything happened from there actually. And he also recorded that three tracks of that album with us. He is in the record as well. Yeah,
very cool. And like I said, you guys are traveling pretty nicely here, mostly in my area of the country. Are there any future plans of doing any other touring across the country?
We are actually working on it. Yeah, we're working on it. Hopefully, at the end of this year, we can come back again and tour the rest of the states. We're working hard for it.
Okay. So you're going back to Chile the end of or beginning of August, and then...
Yeah, that's it. After this tour, we'll come back to Chile, and then hopefully we can come back and tour the rest of the states.
Very good. And honestly, anybody who's listening to this should go see this. I'm not going to be able to be at the you're going to be in Lincoln at the Bourbon Theater on July 20th. I personally won't be there, but we will have I do have a photographer there that is going to take photos, and then we're going to review the show as well.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Part of our deal, you know, we'll come down and see you guys. And we were introduced by Barbara, who works with you. And so it was just kind of fate that brought us together to do this, because I've actually had asked to cover Candlebox. She says, well, how about these guys? And I listened to it. It was like, absolutely, we'll do it. Watching the videos, especially the live one. What is the name? I can't think of it off the top of my head now. I'm totally gone. the most recent one that you released live, that would have been, let me get to it here.
Yeah, the Lightning of Life, I think. Free?
Was it Free? The live one?
The live one? No, the live one is Divine Lining and Lightning of
Divine
Life. Yeah.
Right, okay. And that was... Yeah, that was a good song. Everything about what you guys are doing is really good, and I'm glad that I was able to arrange this to happen.
I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, no problem. I'm totally at a loss of words right now. I can the CD is. Like you said, it's available on iTunes. I saw it on Amazon, so it's there too. Is this, I know you've probably done other CDs and stuff like that in Chile, and is any of that available online that, you know, if I have this one, I want to hear some of the earlier stuff. Is any of that available?
Oh, yeah. Now, those are demos probably that we made in Chile.
Okay.
But yeah, our first like official debut album is Find a Place, the one that we recorded with Elvis Pasquet in Atlanta. And this second album, that is this new live version of all those tracks, is the new thing. And for the new, we are working in a new album. Actually, we have like 25 roughs right now that we are supposed to be recording at the end of this year for our second album. Hopefully.
Very nice. And is Elvis going to do that one as well?
I don't know. I don't know about that because Kevin Martin actually is pushing to record with this producer. So we will see. We really love Elvis, so I don't know. We're confused about that right now.
Hey, I appreciate your time. I'm going to let you go.
Perfect, Turk. Nice talking to you, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ollie. Bye. You have a good day.